Hello and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with Tesla and electric car news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Thursday, September 9th. Tesla is aiming for a decent quarter for deliveries after supply chain issues affected early production in the third quarter. With bottlenecks creating uneven waves for deliveries, Tesla has had to deal with a number of issues. In an email sent to employees yesterday obtained by Electrek, Musk explained the situation in more detail, saying, quote, "The end of the quarter delivery wave is unusually high this time, as we suffered, like the rest of the industry, from extremely severe part shortages earlier this quarter. This meant building a lot of cars with missing parts that needed to be added later." He went on to offer a solution, saying, quote, "However, early third quarter production was so challenging that we need to go super hardcore to make up for it for the next 22 days to ensure a decent third quarter delivery number. This is the biggest wave in Tesla history, but we got to get it done." Now, Elon Musk generally uses his words very carefully in those emails, knowing that they're going to leak, and it's interesting that he chose the word decent in terms of delivery numbers. Similar emails in the past have used more exciting words like pull through for record numbers and things of that nature. Musk seems to be bracing for a less than stellar quarter, which would break the streak of record numbers that we have been seeing. Electrek takes a look at the upcoming cheap car from Tesla. Tesla indeed is coming out with a $25,000 electric car, but we don't know a whole lot about it or even what it's going to look like. The car will only be possible after Tesla perfects the upcoming 4680 cell, which has been said to dramatically reduce the cost of a car. Last year, Tesla announced plans to establish a new research and development center in China to build what they called a Chinese-style electric car. At the time, the automaker released an early design drawing of a small electric hatchback. Using that as a base, CarForce 247 made a render of what the upcoming $25,000 car would look like. A poll on our site currently shows that 52% like it and 48% do not. At any rate, the real thing has been said by Elon Musk to hit the market in 2023. However, we expect some delays. Toyota announced that it is investing over $13 billion in EV batteries, trying to catch up to the rest of the industry. However, even recently, the Japanese automaker has led lobbying efforts against the broader EV adoption. But now, Masahiko Maeda, Chief Technology Officer of Toyota Motor Corporation, said that they want to secure 200 gigawatt hours of batteries by the end of the decade. At an average of 60 gigawatt hours per battery pack, that would be enough for an annual production of more than 3 million electric cars per year, giving more than a suggestion that Toyota is aiming to follow the market. But at the same time, it appears that they are playing both sides of the field. Earlier this year, at the U.S. Senate, a Toyota executive testified against accelerating EV adoption. In a collaborative post with Fully Charged, Jack Scarlett gives a full review of the Audi RS e-tron GT. You can find the full video on our site, but here are a few small pieces.
I think this is surely one of the greatest road car combinations I've ever experienced in my life. It's an absolute head turner. Every single time I've come out of my flat in Hackney, where it's been parked for the last couple of days, I find someone either taking photos of it or just stood there with their jaw open. It's so striking that even non-car people are like, oh my God. And welcome to the inside. Now I'll be very honest. My first impressions of this cabin, looks like every other big expensive Audi. They've said to themselves, we're really good at interiors. We always have been. If we go too crazy and try to reinvent the wheel, we may end up with volume sliders that you have to rub. Yes, that's you, ID cars. I'm not over it yet. The way this thing demolishes motorway miles, just how fast and luxurious and cool it is, that for me is a GT car. Which one would I have, this, the Taycan, or a Model S? I guess if you put a gun to my head, I'd probably say this one.
Mark your calendars for today, because today is World EV Day. I'm sure you knew that already. Over video call, U.S. climate czar Gina McCarthy spoke with Ben Prochazka of the Electrification Coalition about why it's so important. In the interview, she said, quote, "Let's celebrate the fact that we have these terrific vehicles, and the most exciting part of this is that these vehicles are so high-performing. They make so much sense and do so much good for our air quality, as well as our climate challenge." By the way, if you're curious, today is also Teddy Bear Day, National Sudoku Day, National Wiener Schnitzel Day, and Care Bears Share Your Care Day. New York City Department of Transportation recently shared extensive plans to support the influx of electric vehicles in the area. With nearly 50,000 chargers planned by 2030, as part of the ambitious plan, New York City's government looks to build one of the largest municipal charging networks in the country. Governor Kathy Hochul has signed new legislation to support a number of initiatives, and here are just a few. Equip 20% of all spaces in municipal parking lots with garages and level 2 chargers. Install a network of 1,000 curbside charge points. Increase city-operated fast charging network to over 80 plugs. And advocate for federal funding. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.